When it comes to politics, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need
data we have. It still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
How do they misuse PCR to estimate all these supposed free viral RNAs that may or may not be there?
I think misuse PCR is not quite... I don't think you can misuse PCR. No, the results, the interpretation of it. See, if you can say, if they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful. It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that.
This corona crisis, according to all we know today, must be renamed a corona scandal. And those responsible for it must be criminally prosecuted and sued for civil damages. On a political level, everything must be done to make sure that no one will ever again be in a position of such power as to be able to defraud humanity or to attempt to manipulate us with their corrupt agendas.
Oh, that was a nice break. You know what? It just never fails. Stuff happens. Anyway, click a button, stuff happens. Hey, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad you're joining us. I've got Uncle Milty with us and Mimi, unless I'm a multiple personality, with us. He's with us. Anyway, welcome to the show, Uncle Milty. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good.
I always ask him how he is. You should see when he comes in every day. He's not a happy camper. All I want to say is he's just not a happy camper. Okay. Thank you to Chris Ann Hall. Really appreciate that. I just wanted to tell you who's on the clip in case you were wondering. This clip right here, this is Redfield CDC in May. And I thought it was so lucky that the flu ended early so we could call everything COVID. What a stroke of luck in the very year we got COVID. It was like amazing because the flu's never ended in February. It just starts to ramp up. That's February, March, and April are its worst months, right? Here you go. This is Redfield.
This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended.
No, listen to that sentence. It doesn't even make sense, but here you go.
We had a benefit of having the flu season ended.
Ended.
So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need...
Oh, my gosh. It was super fortunate. How did they even get so fortunate?
Convenient.
So convenient. And this is the inventor of the PCR test that died last year. Yeah.
They might have missed the entire COVID thing if that
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're so right. I mean, the flu season, when the CDC said, oh, my gosh, flu season just ended. It just ended. We don't even know how or why or... It was just fortunate. And apparently it ended in Europe, too, because they stopped counting flu February 9th. It's on the flu website for Europe. It's called like Flu Europe or FluNet Europe or something. They stopped. I have a screenshot of it. They actually stopped counting flu February 9th as well. It was like around the globe. It was just like flu. They said a week prior to that, they said hundreds of thousands of people were going to get it. And so far, they had all these people. They were saying we already had 26,000 deaths and it was just ramping up and then poof, it was gone. And then this is the creator of the PCR test. This is Carrie Mullis, who actually, he died a year ago in August. He was younger, but he died. Here you go.
How do they misuse?
This is the questioner.
PCR?
How do they misuse PCR?
All these supposed free viral RNA.
The inventor of PCR
may or may not be there.
I think misuse PCR is not quite. I don't think you can misuse PCR. No, the results, the interpretation of it. See, if you can say, if they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful. It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that.
Yeah, so they can just manipulate it how they want. So if this was 2004, you'd have SARS. It's just whatever they want it to be. So it's really convenient for them. Especially since the CDC admitted they didn't know the difference between that and flu. Mm-hmm. But they know the cases, and they know the death toll. And guess what, guys? The same 15,000 people that have been considered serious for months are still considered serious in the entire nation. That's it, out of all the people, 15,000. And it's the same people. It's not like a new 15,000. I just wanted to make that clear. Because the WHO admits that today. There's only 15,000 people in the whole nation. So whenever your hospital says they're overrun, they're lying to your face. They're lying to you.
You know, last hour we talked about Chris Ann Hall's videographer getting thrown off a plane.
He's black, and blacks for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually just went on Alex Jones to do an interview, too. He got thrown off.
It made the headlines today at RT.
Awesome.
Black passenger asked to get off U.S. flight after apparently lowering of Trump face mask to eat peanuts is the headline. But it talks about it in a more honest way about how it happened.
Yeah.
But they're still trying to make it out that it was because he was black and black voices for Trump.
Yeah.
So that's more honest than the airlines being, that's for sure.
Yes. And let's say this, he pulled his mask down to eat.
Yeah. God forbid you.
Yeah, well, I mean, how would you get the food in otherwise? I'm not quite sure.
Stuff it in the side.
I guess, stuff it through the side. That's kind of amazing because she was sitting across from him in the same row because from him in the plane. So she was able to capture it on video because he was really polite. They'd never expected this. I mean, this was just kind of one of those things that just happens. It's a kind of amazing. Laura Trump reached out to her intern. It was because he was wearing the Trump. He was wearing the MAGA hat.
Well, I'm just proud that it made an honest article on RT.
Yes, that is good. That's good news. But isn't it, look at the state of where we're at with the rules. The rules, the rules, the rules, the nitpicking, the taking the rule and making it something it's not, and the enforcement of the rule, and then calling everything a law. It's not a law. And so it's perplexing at best, discouraging, disheartening. There's so many words I could throw at this, but the individuals that love those rules, they really love rules. They love rules for society because they don't trust you. So they want to make as many rules on you as they can. And right now they're given the leverage to make them up. And then they will.
I would like to see an experiment.
What's up?
To take the Pledge of Allegiance and have a governor announce to his state that it is now illegal to include in God.
Yeah.
One nation under God. Mm. Take that out and make it mandatory.
Ooh.
And see how many people obeyed it.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's a really good point. It's interesting. This was on Southwest Airlines, and you know, you could have a plane full of gals wearing vagina hats because they have before, guys. They have. They've flown them to Washington, D.C. Mm. But you can't have somebody wearing a Trump shirt. So I'm advising everyone, when you get on a plane, put Trump on the front. I don't care. Just because you want to stand up for the things you're not allowed to say. Are you kidding? And then on the back, put the facts about COVID. Let's educate while we walk up and down that aisle.
You know, this was a Southwest Airlines flight, but it was actually one of those intermediate commuter flights for American Airlines. I wonder what American Airlines is thinking about this happening with their little commuter Southwest.
Interesting.
They could lose that contract over that.
Yeah, they
could. That would be nice.
And to boot, they lied about it because Chrisanne Hall was sitting right there. She was sitting right there, and they said they went to him numerous times to ask him. Didn't happen, and so it was only twice, and right when they first got on the plane, and then that. So they're lying in their affidavits. It's really sad.
And there's in the video that was taken of all this transpiring, there's a woman who is not related to the incident at all who says that.
Yeah, you had support because people were, I think, wondering what in the world was going on and why was this flight attendant taking upon herself to enforce all these new rules that they thought of for the airlines.
Not that you're far off when you say herself, but it was a male.
Oh, was it?
Very effeminate.
Melty. Anyway. Oh, gosh. You just crack me up every day. So there was an actual article that said the invisible edge being given to Trump right now in voter registration is kind of interesting. You guys, there's no... Let's put it this way, and I just said this going out of the last hour. There's Trump rallies and anti-Trump rallies. There's no pro-Biden rallies. And Kamala Harris was forced to shut down her campaigning because of COVID, and all three people were really upset. They all sent in emails, all three. And I really do think that in cases like this, the first thing that pops in my mind was she didn't have people showing up. So what's the best thing you can do? You just get a little COVID. They need a song.
Yep.
They need a song like a little tenderness. You just need a little COVID because that can exempt you for at least a week. I mean, from having to appear in public where nobody wants to see and thinks that you are despicable. And she pretty much whored her way to the top. So I guess I wouldn't want to see her either.
Yeah, her rallies don't look any better than Biden's.
Yeah, she slept her way to the top and Biden can't complete a sentence. Wouldn't that pair be fun to watch? At an event, said no one in America except for the three people. So, or the three people in his car train. Who knows? I don't know. Just making a point. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
About Kamala and her boyfriends. Interesting. She has had an interesting career. Go woman empowerment when you can sleep your way to the top. Yay you. Anyway,
She's had a too few many to have a song entitled My Kind of Lover.
Oh, it just screams female empowerment. Does it not? Those two words just make me nauseated anyway.
You're a misogynist.
I am. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You can give us a call. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. There's a couple of things on my mind. The lockdown madness. I'm going to share this with you first, though. And this... it came out on one of their pages, the CDC, page 37 or 39, one of the two. I'm finding it right now. And it basically was saying that they really don't have the SARS-2 COVID. They're claiming that there are strains, but they're basically admitting that they don't really have anything. That's really what it comes down to. I've invited John Rappaport, who published that and came across that, to come on the show. And we send emails to each other. And it's just kind of amazing how the information just gets buried clear back in the 30s on the pages. You know what I'm saying? There's so much proof out there now that I'll put together a Facebook kind of a conglomeration of the sound bites plus all the irrefutable proof of the lying. I think people really need to kind of see it in one place. You've seen the memes, you've seen the information, but you need to have it in one place so that when you're sitting down at the Thanksgiving table, which I know you will, because you're not going to listen to little Hitler Fauci tell you can't get together for the holidays, you're going to have that holiday. You're going to put those pictures on social media. You're going to do it. And guess what, folks? You can do it. The government's not in charge of your holidays.
Actually.
Jeez. But make sure you post the pictures of your big giant gathering. No matter what city or county you live in, let your mayors see it. Your mayors really need to see this information because they're so bought and sold and liberal. It's disgusting. Go ahead.
Wouldn't it be the little Mussolini Fauci?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It absolutely would be. So, you know, there was an article in the New American. It was talking about the behavior modification going on right now. It's really important to understand. And the mainstream narrative, even though Redfield came out and said, lucky for us, the flu ended in February because we're counting everything COVID. He basically, as the director of the CDC, also said in testimony in the Senate Appropriations Committee that never gets referred to by the press, he said this. He said Redfield referred to masks as the most powerful public health tool that we have.
Well,
interesting. When it comes to stopping the spread of coronavirus, not the flu, not anything else, just corona. It's very, very, very interesting.
Yeah,
he said they're better than a vaccine. That's what he's testified to.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
He caught me off guard with that because I thought their best tool was propaganda.
Yeah, exactly. Even though, now, just in contradiction, just because, you know, I love hypocrisy, he had tweeted out on February 5th that the CDC does not currently recommend the use of face masks to help prevent coronavirus. Wonder why that happened.
He said, his mind.
Yeah. Remember when Fauci said in 60 Minutes, you're not supposed to wear them? They don't do anything. Even the spittle, like he said, that comes out of your mouth, doesn't actually do anything. Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, rolling that around in my brain.
Maybe people started putting out less spittle and more floating virus.
Right. And so, you know how they never talk about the immune system anymore, right?
No one even knows
it exists. We just went back two centuries. And so the mask studies simply test the filtering capacity of filter material. They don't look at how effective they are at actually stopping illness, especially when you get to wear the same dirty one or the kids are trading around dirty ones at school. It's awesome. And then you can get bacterial pneumonia from them. But basically, this article was talking about the behavior part of this, too, and how after the medical stuff, after you can completely debunk what masks do, that and actually that they actually cause harm because you're wearing them too often. This is why doctors and medical personnel never wear them all day. They never used to wear them all day because for a reason that that we are using this now as a tool of psychological manipulation. B.F. Skinner, the psychologist, pointed out the environment can be manipulated to change behaviors. This is why you're seeing masks that are designer masks. All the stores are selling them. Mask ads.
I love it.
Mask ads all over Facebook. It's like the new virtue signal, but kind of cool apparel. People have little trees for their masks, like little jewelry trees. They have them for their masks now.
We ought to do it. We ought to make a mask.
Yeah.
That says, "Listen to the Kate Daly Show."
Uh huh.
Only have a big hole in the middle.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. So the connection, the masks have this effect, especially when mandated, of teaching free American citizens that they only may access goods and services or even their careers if adorned with a mask under the pretense of safety. And so the connection between the Skinnerian from B.F. Skinner doctrine of behaviorism and then the current demand for masking, basically, if you put those together, there is a 2000 report on the impact of behavioral sciences on the public policy from the UK Economic Social Research Council. And they said the behavior sciences are clearly having a global impact on public policy initiatives. See how they feed off of each other? And then they talked about our study reveals that while certain states are taking the lead in applying the insights of behavioral sciences to public policy design, the international spread of nudge-type policies, nudge-type, you know, the glance, the look, the you better put that on, the look, or I'm going to come after you kind of thing. The nudge-type policies is also being facilitated by a series of influential non-governmental organizations, and these include multinational firms. You know, a lot of ads coming out with everybody telling you how wonderful the mask is. Why is a corporation coming out and telling you that sells widgets? I mean, there's no reason for it, too, because that's happening, too. But a particular interest in this this is the emerging role of multinational corporations promoting forms of behavior change that are associated with the public body. So they get on board, too. Everyone's just getting on board. And I think that's one of the harder things is you're not seeing pushback from the very people that could give the biggest pushback. And that's the businesses, right? That you're not seeing a lot of pushback. Mm-hmm. And so they're threatened with business license. Somewhere along the way, we made the health department the law enforcement arm of America and also the king of America. We made them the kings of America. They're ruling America right now. The governors will tell you that the health department's in charge. Health department will tell you the governor's in charge. And then they'll all tell you the CDC's in charge. Yeah. And then the CDC will say it's all suggested. See how that goes? Love it. It's a sad tale for us because we're being psychologically damaged in this entire thing. And we're not really realizing that for the people that go, it's just a mask temporarily because of illness. It's kind of like saying to me, we have a cash shortage because of the COVID, but didn't they print that money and get those coins a long time ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's because of the COVID. Well, how does the cash shortage come about because of an illness? I don't know.
I'm not sure there was a cash shortage because
bingo.
I never had anybody tell me I can't have change.
Bingo. But look at Walmart. Look at all the companies that are selling this, that are saying this. You know, I walked into Walmart and I thought this was very interesting, but I was in the cookie aisle, don't judge. And I was looking at the cookies and trying to decide which one I wanted. Stop judging. He's rolling his eyes right now. Stop judging me. And I noticed that all of them were Great Value brand, except for like five different kinds. That's it. It was all Great Value version of it. And I thought to myself, you know, If I wasn't mistaken, I would think I was in like a kind of like a store in times of communism where I was only sold the government brand. You can have the government brand. You can't have the good Oreos. You got to have the fake Oreos, right? Mm-hmm. And as I was walking down the aisle and I was noticing how many products had been taken over on shelf space because of this, I thought, my gosh, This is crazy. They're getting rid of cash registers. They're also booting other products to the ground to carry that.
And
to carry those labels.
And it's actually pretty recent that it's really geared up. I mean, they've done it all along, but it's gotten to the point now where like 65% of the shelf space is the government brand.
Right. There was a gal behind me in line, and there was only two self-registers that would take cash out of the huge amount of registers. And I said, are you waiting for me? And she goes, yeah, I'm waiting in line because I'm paying with cash because there's only two registers. And she was mad. And I thought, good on you. How do you push back? I'll tell you, you do the cash only. You start saying something to your Walmarts. You write the president like my friend Mike did. And you walk around Halloween, like Chris Ann said. You walk around Halloween as a free citizen this year. And with a sign that says, I'm a free citizen, you haven't seen me around much. Do you recognize me? When you're walking around with your kids on Halloween,
without
do that.
Mass.
And wear a Trump shirt when you go places, if they're going to act like that.
I just want to say one thing.
What's up?
It's not just Walmart. It's all the grocery chains are doing it.
They are. They are.
They all have their government brand.
Yeah. And I call it the government brand because these people are, Walmart, if you haven't figured this out yet, has gone all in. They're all in. This is why they were allowed to stay open during the lockdowns in America and nobody else was. You've got some grocery store chains, but you also have Walmart leading the charge. Yeah.
If you don't like calling it the government brand of the food stuff.
Great value, yeah.
No, you can call it the Chinese brand.
It's all made there. Yummy. So the controlling of our food supply is getting worse and worse and worse. Why do you think I'm always telling you to get stuff like Balance of Nature to counteract some of the stuff going on? Because there is a control source with our food supply that we haven't yet realized. And we are getting fewer and fewer options. Fewer and fewer options. I don't know if you're noticing it. Fewer and fewer registers that will take cash. You have to complain. You have to be visual. You have to be vocal. You have to provide that pushback. Because when they think that everyone's going along with this, just like this behavioral mask thing, they are putting up the cow guard gates and they're maneuvering us into lines that are quicker by saying, if you just use your debit card and we can track your purchase, you can go right over here and get out of here in 2 seconds. Otherwise, you're going to be in the line from hell behind every Tom, Dick, and Harry and a wife beater, and you're going to be waiting to go through that line. Good for you, right? It's the cow guard. It's like the little, you know, we're going to push you in this direction and now we're going to maneuver you in this direction. Don't walk outside of the two dotted lines. That's what they're doing right now. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Balance. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song, and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Sorry. It's just been a long week. What can I say? Welcome back to the show. Go right ahead.
you know, we hear a lot of people sing and they sound good, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But do you know that a lot of people don't really sound good, but the guy that runs the mixer can make anybody sound good when they sing?
Yes.
Yeah, because I did that when I was younger.
Really?
Because I actually do have a singing voice. I just can't sing.
How funny.
But they can put my voice through a machine and it sounds really good.
Interesting. if you're local to me, tonight, Red Lion, 7 p.m., talking about how to sue the governor. You know, I know a lot of you might want to sue your governor, too. It's going to be the only thing. It's the only thing that's been working to get the governors to back off. Except for Gretchen Whitmer. That's the only one. Michigan, she doesn't like to listen to a case that goes to her state Supreme Court and tells her to stop. But anyway, There you go. Yeah. No, the you got to sue him. You got to sue him.
The idea of suing mm-hmm. him is kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I think I prefer some yeah. other ways, but you can't do those.
They're not legal, in other words. They're just simply not legal.
Yeah.
All right, so we won't talk about those. By the way, this was what I was looking for earlier and couldn't find because it's one of those days. Buried on page 39, the CDC said this. Since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 nCoV are currently available, assays designed for the detection of 2019 nCoV RNA were tested with characterized stocks of in vitro transcribed full-length RNA. It goes on to say, spiked into a diluent consistency of suspension of human blobbity-gook. It's a stunning admission. Let me repeat it. This is why you need to sue your governor for inhibiting you and your business, the psychological damage, and the crime being taken place in America and around the world right now. It's buried on page 39 of the CDC real-time RT-PCR diagnostic panel. This report came out, and it says, since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 nCoV are currently available.
Now, you actually, in order for the PCR test to work,
mm-hmm.
you actually do have to have some yeah. quantified virus isolates.
Well, yes. Back in March, don't you remember when a team of Canadian researchers supposedly isolated the virus? And this was the huge success uh-huh. behind the lockdown?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they knew what they were dealing with and they had to mask you and prevent you from opening your business. But they either lied or didn't isolate the correct virus, or somehow couldn't send a CDC a single sample because the CDC's admitting that they don't have this.
But they're pretty sure they think they do.
They're just super, super sure of the cases and the deaths.
Yeah.
Okay. I just needed to say that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Uncle Milty.
Hi. Hi.
I have a question for you because I don't know if you heard this or not. So I'd seen an interview with a Chinese doctor mm-hmm. who had come to America to basically say that the virus that she had isolated in the lab
mm-hmm.
was definitely, or the COVID mm-hmm. that was isolated in the lab was definitely a lab-made virus.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that she described it mm-hmm. was when she isolated this, and she was quite mad mm-hmm. because she said any scientist that is worth their weight would know and recognize that this virus is man-made. And the reason why is mm-hmm. because, she goes on to explain, that viruses usually mutate, and they mutate a small amount. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about this in terms of animals, then an animal might have larger lungs the next generation so that they can run faster.
Right.
Or they might have a little bit mm-hmm. extra height or something minute
mm-hmm.
as far as mutation goes. We're all aware that every year the flu mutates, and
right.
that's why flu vaccines are absolutely useless.
Right.
She was saying that when she looked at this supposed COVID mm-hmm. under, you know, and isolated it out, it was obvious that it had been man-made because it had, for example,
mm-hmm.
to go big, mm-hmm. had like a lion's head with a dragon tail, with a rabbit's foot, with mutations
yeah.
that were not possible in
right.
nature to have
right.
have happened.
Yes.
And so I don't know mm-hmm. as far as, you know, them saying that they mm-hmm. haven't isolated it. I don't know. But this was her report that she had
yes.
come out to say.
And on top of what you're saying, they cannot patent it like they did in 1999. They can't patent it if it's not man-made. They can't patent something natural. So in order
That's
to
right.
patent it, that had to be made. It had to be done in a lab. There are versions of it that they keep spinning out, right? If that's the case, right? So
yeah,
interesting.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Uncle Milty. Uncle
Milty. That was Dr. Li Mengyan.
That's right.
And she, not that this gives mm-hmm. any credence to what she's saying, but her family has all been arrested in China.
I hate to laugh, but
she's not telling
yeah,
the truth. No way. No.
Yeah. So thank you for that. Really appreciate that. And you know, the doctors are rely on the test coming back that says it's COVID, right? And you've got these doctors that said that they were told early on, in the very beginning, the CDC had no other alternative but to put somebody on a ventilator. Nothing else. Nothing. And they said, that's odd because we're not a third world country over here. Why are you telling us that that's our only option? That came from the doctor that did budenocide. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
And it's an asthma drug, $3.
It's a steroid.
Yeah, you might want to have some of that on hand. Just because, you know, why not? But anyway, I just thought I'd relay that. I thought that was kind of interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
It's illegal to order someone to harm themselves.
Yes.
You don't have to follow an illegal order.
Nope.
And harm you.
Yes, and it's not even an illegal order. So, two strikes, right? They can't make you do something that's unhealthy for you, and they can't do that either. They can't. It's illegal. Yeah, they can't issue a mandate and call it a law, and they also have no authority to do it. So, yeah, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Go ahead.
Viva Nuremberg.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, thank you.
The war crime trials.
So true.
You know, while this Dr. Lee was telling her story, California scientists published a report in a medical journal saying that they have mapped out the virus genetic sequence, and it proves it was not made in a lab.
Oh, you guys, yeah. Well, it just goes back to what I said yesterday. If there was an earthquake, would there ever be a debate, different information, the CDC like coming out every day and saying other things that contradict what they initially said, the whoops and the we had that by accident and oh my, we didn't really mean it that way and on and on, right? They're lies, but that's how they couch them. So if you saw an earthquake, there really would be no debate because you'd know. If we had a plague, you would know. So don't wear the mask. I really did love Chris Ann Hall's idea for Halloween. Dress up as a free citizen. Literally wear a sign that says, I'm a free citizen. You haven't seen much of me lately, but I am. Free American citizen, sorry. These kinds of creative ideas, they do something. They do spark something in people. And as I've been working behind the scenes, and so has Uncle Milty, and we've been there's a lot of things we can't say on the air right now just because we have to kind of keep those quieter. But people are interested in learning some truth. There are people that want that. And, you know, we're happy to send over info and everything else, but just know that we're in a... You know, I said yesterday or a couple days, was it yesterday? I don't know. It was like a blur this week. But I said, isn't it odd that people can get on their knees and pray to know truth? And isn't it funny how they're all led down the same path and we all get the same info? Because that's where we're led to. There's a reason that everybody comes across the same people that are instigating some of these things, the same information, the people behind everything, the shadow, everything. Isn't it amazing that we all come across the same stuff?
Yeah. And I'm not, this is not a hint in any way, but it's kind of like if you had a nephew of Dr. Fauci telling you things
right,
about like, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
You'd have to take an interest in that.
Right. Or somebody that's close to Trump and, you know, they're reaching out, but sometimes, you know, you can't be that,
right.
You know, broad about it. I really feel like, if we could pray more about, and I do believe in the power of prayer, if we could pray more about people that we can talk to that might be open to understanding something other than CNN or praying for to know truth. You know, when people get on their knees, they actually want to know. Something really, really interesting can happen there. It's kind of an amazing thing. And I think we discount that because... You know, all the people that stumble across on the same path of the same information and the same people at the head of this information, there's no coincidence to that. There's just no coincidence. Truth is truth.
Look, there's a reason that Biden says we take facts over truth.
So reminds me of the Kamala Pence thing. Pence is like, you can't make up your own facts. And that's what we do. There's a problem with that. But, you know, most Americans are good people that want to do right by each other. But you know when you've been sold a box of rocks.
Yeah.
This is a box of rocks. Don't listen to your liberal mayor. He's you know, the mayors I found can be kind of dips, and they don't understand a lot of things, and they'll listen to like CNN, things like that. And governors can be dips, total dips. I mean, honestly, you have a lot of people that aren't like extremely bright in government, and so they'll listen. They'll listen to the sheeple. They'll listen to their little crowd. That they don't go beyond that. So you have to inform them.
You're absolutely right, but mm-hmm. don't discount the fact that some of them are just plain evil.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
There is that too. But they listen to their crowd, and the problem is they don't go outside of that, and that's a huge problem right now. And so they are all aboard the crazy train. The COVID train. And some people there are those that just feel like they don't want to know the truth. So they don't want to know. But there's just so much conflicting information. I don't know how you could ignore it anymore, especially after 9.5 months. So that's where we're at. And don't let them ruin your holidays. They're not in charge of your holidays. You do what you do. You're going to have a wedding, have a wedding. Funeral, have a funeral. If you're having an event and a birthday party, I love Gary Thompson was a psychologist we had on for Common Core, and he went on a rant about his daughter's birthday party, and he said, "You're not taking my daughter's birthday party away for your fear and your psychosis. I'm sorry, no. I put my foot down. That's the end." And you know what? That's very, very true. Who's going to come to your party anyway and do that to you? So have your party, have your group meeting, have whatever you want. You ignore a mayor. You ignore the tyrannical mayor, the tyrannical county, the tyrannical public health, because in a court of law, you will win. They cannot prove a pandemic. So you'll win. That's on your side. And guess what? There are many Americans that will rush to help you. That will rush to help you if you had to take something to court and go all the way. There are people out there that will assist you because they know that they'll win. You'll win. You will win that case.
Yep.
So please, by all means, ignore these total tools that are mayors. Ignore these total tools that are county. Ignore these total tools who don't know anything, that are governors, that are senators, that are congresspeople. Ignore them. They only have as much authority and power as you give them. And if you need to, you'll get assistance. You'll get assistance. But stand up. Stop wearing the mask. Walk into a store. Walk into a place of business. Stop kowtowing. My own governor even said, this only works if you're all on board. Because he knows the truth of it, that they don't have the authority for all this. So call their bluff.
Yeah, and remember, if mm-hmm. you were one of the 7 million people that have survived catching this, you would now be immune.
No, the 7.85 billion people that are just fine. Yes, and guess what? Guess what? The numbers never changed from last year. The death numbers haven't changed at all because of COVID. The numbers have not gone up. Not gone up one bit from last year. So on that, I have to rest my case today. There are no other numbers. COVID is not a whole new thing. It was just classified flu. All right. We're out. Be faithful. Be fearless. Be faithful. Be fearless. Go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast. Thanks, guys.